Circle mints, 5 BDA USDC on Solana in 1 week. Circle minted 5 billion USDC on Solana over the past week, according to a Cointelegraph post published on August 26, 2026. New stablecoin's supply of that size does not appear on its own. Issuers mint when authorized participants and trading desks deposit dollars and ask for tokens. So a mint of this scale reads as demand arriving on Solana rather than Circle pushing supply out. The timing lines up with a broad rally. Solana traded at $96.90 as of August 26, 2026, up 25.3% over the prior 7 days, even after a 3.3% dip in the last 24 hours. Bitcoin sat at $78,747 and Ether at $2,156 over the same window, and the fear and greed index read 80 or extreme greed. Fresh dollar tokens tend to show up when traders want dry powder parked on chain and ready to move. Mint volume is a proxy for settlement demand. USDC is a redeemable dollar claim. Circle creates tokens when someone deposits fiat and burns them on redemption, so the outstanding supply on any given chain is a rough proxy for how much settlement activity that chain is absorbing. 5 billion in a week concentrated on Solana points to that network doing heavy lifting for trading, market making, and payments right now. Solana's pitch has always been throughput and cost. Subcent fees and fast finality make it a natural home for high-frequency stablecoin movement, and the chain has become one of the primary venues for USDC alongside Ethereum. A mint of this size does not change the architecture, but it does deepen the pool of dollars available for anyone building on or spending from Solana. The card and spending angle for crypto card users. Stablecoin liquidity is the plumbing that determines whether a swipe settles cleanly. Many stablecoin spending cards convert USDC or USDT to fiat at the point of sale, and several route that conversion across Solana because the fees are low enough to protect the cardholder's margin. Deeper USDC reserves on the chain mean tighter conversion spreads and less slippage on the swaps that happen behind each transaction. Solana native issuers stand to benefit most directly. Re.Pay ships, a dedicated Solana card, and XPlay settles measured card spend through a Solana payment signer. Solflare and Cast also lean on Solana rails for spending. When the dollar float on their settlement chain grows, the cost of moving money from wallet to merchant gets marginally cheaper, and that difference compounds across thousands of transactions. The disclosed conversion rate is rarely the full cost. A stablecoin card still carries the Visa or MasterCard network spread of roughly 0.5% to 0.9%, plus any crypto to fiat conversion spread at the register. Cheaper on-chain liquidity trims one layer of that stack, not all of it. Readers weighing a Solana-based card should still check the effective rate rather than the headline number. Reading the signal without overreading it. A single week of minting is a snapshot, not a trend. Circle mints and burns constantly, and a large mint can be followed by a large burn if desks redeem after a trade unwinds. The 5 billion figure describes gross issuance over the week, not a permanent supply increase, so treating it as a one-way liquidity injection would overstate the case. The wider context is that stablecoin supply keeps migrating toward whichever chains offer the cheapest settlement. That trend favors low-fee networks for payments and card conversion, and it is one reason issuers keep launching virtual cards and physical products tied to fast, low-cost chains. Whether this specific mint holds or reverses, the direction of travel for stablecoin spending has been toward cheaper rails for 2 years running. None of this is a price call. Solana's 25% weekly gain and an extreme greed reading cut both ways, and elevated sentiment has preceded sharp reversals before. The mint tells us demand for on-chain dollars is high right now. It does not tell us what SOL does next.